You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds presents Shelley Morningsong and her NAMI-winning CD, Full Circle. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. Today, we're pleased to present to you Shelley Morningsong and her NAMI-winning CD, Full Circle. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Shelley following a performance at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico a few days ago, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD, Full Circle, here is Shelley Morningsong with Everything Is One Thing.
Wind blows softly on my face, I feel but cannot see. Reveals itself to me, and I stand where bloody feet once walked, where earth and teardrops met. In this quiet place, so long ago, creation surely wept. For we are one with every living thing, from the greatest to the small. To desecrate one sacred life brings destruction to us all. Everything is one thing. Everything is one thing. I feel what you feel. You feel what I feel. Everything is one thing. I look up to the heavens to see our mystery unfold. A million stars like diamonds with stories to be told. The creatures of the night answer to the call. The wolf cries out to a hunter's moon. I feel as fragile as a child. Everything is one thing. Everything is one thing. Everything is one thing. Everything is one. Everything is one thing. Wind blows softly on my face, I feel but cannot see. A power greater than myself reveals itself to me. Everything is one thing. We are all related.
Everything is one.
We're
From her NAMI-winning CD, Full Circle, that was Shelly Morningsong with Everything Is One Thing. Visit Shelly at her official website, www.shellymorningsongonline.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Shelly regarding her award-winning CD, and here's how the interview went. Well, Shelly, that was a that was a wonderful performance.
Thank you so much.
And how did it feel being up there?
Well, I love being up on stage. I love to sing, and I love to connect with the audience. I love it, and I've been doing that for a long time. I feel very comfortable up on stage.
And I'm sure you've been hearing this quite a bit, but congratulations at the NAMIs on Full Circle.
Wow, thank you. I can't believe it myself. I'm just amazed. It's just part of this amazing journey that I'm on, and so I'm very grateful.
So you're saying you were surprised by the victory?
I really was. I just I don't know how to explain it. I just never dreamed, you know, that this little record, we worked so hard on it, but I just never dreamed that it would achieve record of the year, but it has, and so I'm very grateful.
And who did you work with in terms of production?
Well, my producer is Larry Mitchell out of Santa Fe. Larry Mitchell, Grammy Award winning Larry Mitchell, you know. And so we love Larry. He's a friend, a brother. He's our producer, guitar player. Also, Dawn Avery, who lives in Maryland. She's a wonderful cello player. And we had a lot of people contribute to the album. Shane McConnell, he played guitar. My husband, who's awesome. Tribal drummer, does rhythm, vocals, and has an awesome speaking voice. Does some speaking of Zuni language on my album, Full Circle.
I've interviewed quite a few people that have worked with Larry, so describe working with him.
Larry is like a cool brother, man. Larry is a very humble man. He's toured with Tracy Chapman and Billy Squire, The Cars. He's been in Rolling Stone magazine. He's done huge, huge things, but he's very humble, and you never know these things about him until you really get to know him, because he doesn't tell anybody. But he's incredible to work with. He's easy to work with. He makes recording really fun, and he's so talented and gifted that, you know, he just brings an amazing element to the table when you record with Larry Mitchell.
And with regard to Full Circle, how do you feel it's different from previous releases?
Well, I think Full Circle, I'm really proud of this album, because I think I've grown a lot in my writing style, and so I challenged myself with this album to be more honest about who I am, like to bring that, you know, bring forth some things from my heart that I could share with people, because that's always been a little bit hard for me. You know, I'm kind of shy about sharing too many things. But, you know, I challenged myself with this album, like with Slow and Gentle. It talks about domestic violence, and so this is something that I went through, I experienced, and so I challenged myself to sing about that. And so this album is quite a bit different than the first album. I think I'm singing a little bit more about things that I have felt, that I've experienced, and things like that. So,
and talk about how music started for you. How did that begin?
Well, I come from a musical family. We all play instruments. We all sing. And my grandmother was a piano teacher, piano player. My mother played piano, accordion. My grandfather played banjo. My uncles played trumpets. You know, we all played like something. I play guitar. I play native flute and mandolin. And I sing. So in our household growing up, we had lots of singing and lots of playing of instruments. And so I've just always been involved in music in some capacity, whether it was talent shows or just, you know, things at school or touring with bands, and I've just done all kinds of stuff.
I mean, it's one thing to pick up a guitar and pick up the flute, but at what point did songwriting come into the picture?
I started writing songs about maybe 20 years ago. So I was involved in a church, and I wrote music for my church, and I led worship, and I was very involved in that. But I'm not anymore, but I like to write songs now about my native culture and world issues and things like that.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
Well, that happens differently for probably every song, because I think I'm inspired by people and by the world around me. Sometimes somebody can just say one simple sentence and it's such a profound thing that it sticks with me for a long time, and then I think about the meaning of what they just said for a long time, and then pretty soon I write a song about it, you know? So they come in different ways.
Visit Shelley Morningsong at her official website, www.shelleymorningsongonline.com. From her NAMI-winning CD, Full Circle, here is Shelley Morningsong once again with I'm a Warrior.
Up in the morning with the prayers of my mother. I'm still alive, I will survive. Hey. So I face the day. I'm a warrior, I'm taking a stand.
listening to Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with honesty and conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind, a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to... With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little rock wired on you. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're pleased to present Shelley Morningsong and her NAMI-winning CD, Full Circle. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Shelley regarding her new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went. What songs off of Full Circle resonate for you the most personally, and why?
I love the song Return because it's actually started out as a prayer to our ancestors and those that have gone on before us. And so I really believe that our ancestors are with us in that unseen realm around us. And so that's a really important song to me. I love to sing that. It's like singing a prayer to them. And I love that song. And then I also, Slow and Gentle is very meaningful to me because of my past experience with domestic violence. And that's a, I could probably write a book about that. You know, it was very sad, long years of domestic violence. And I finally was strong enough to stand on my own two feet and do something about that. And it changed my whole life when I stood up and I was not afraid anymore. So that song is very powerful for me as well.
And describe working with your husband. What's that like? What does he bring to the table that makes this whole thing happen?
Well, I always tell him this: nothing could happen without him. The show can't go on with him. I feel like I can't do this show without him because we're so connected. And he teaches me so many things about tradition and of the Zunis, where he comes from. I've learned a lot about his family, and he's a historian, so he teaches me a lot about the history of Native America across this country. He knows, he's like, I call him a walking history book. And he sings and he dances. His experience is so huge. I can't even believe, you know, the things that he's experienced dancing and singing all over the world. So my husband is a huge inspiration to me, and I learn things from him all the time.
And the live show I've just seen is not only musically interesting, but visually as well. So any plans for like a video or anything for any of the songs? Or
yes, that's what we're working on now. We're going to try to make that happen so that we can have a beautiful visual in video for people to see. So that's in the works.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Any new music on the horizon at the moment? Or
yes, I'm working on a project. I'm writing a project. I'm just beginning now to write a project which is going to be a musical for the stage, for theater, that'll be dancing and singing, inspirational, and I want to empower my audience. Wherever we go, we want to empower people and show them how we are all connected, how we're all related, and how important it is for us to all, that we all need each other. And so that's going to be kind of the running theme through the entire show. And this is something that I'm just beginning to work on. So hopefully in the new year we'll have this awesome, you know, new songs and a new show.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard your music?
I think the thing that is most important to me is that people feel important, that they feel loved, that they feel empowered and inspired. And that if my music can in any way encourage healing in someone's life, or, you know, just maybe enlighten them somehow so that they and I can be part of that healing process or encouragement, that makes me feel good. That makes my heart happy. So,
Shelley, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you so much.
Visit Shelley at her official website, www.shelleymorningsongonline.com. From her NAMI-winning CD, Full Circle, here is Shelley Morningsong once more with Invisible People.
I saw him standing on the corner at 12th and Rio Grande. He was raging and preaching with a bottle in his hand. I couldn't understand what he was trying to say. I pretended not to hear as I looked the other way. There's a woman dressed in rags with hardly any food to eat. She carries all her earthly treasures through the dusty city streets. She walks for miles to find some comfort in shoes she found somewhere. And I search my heart for answers. What can I do but say a prayer? Lord, help me to see the invisible people, those sacred lives you meant for something better. I'll be your hands, your feet, your voice for those who feel they have no choice, have no choice. Help me to see the invisible people. Help me to love the invisible people. He was young once with a family, and life was good for him until he was sent off to a war where he lost a precious limb. And if that wasn't enough, he thought he'd lose his mind. And what for when the welcome home was so unkind? She dined with influential leaders, she wore the finest clothes. Her home was warm with children's laughter until the dreadful day arose. She lost every costly thing that meant anything to her. Earthly disaster took it all away. She wandered lost, the sister and mother. Help me to see the invisible. me to see.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Shelley Morningsong for her time and her music, and to Danette Lovato of Pimentel Music Enterprises. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.